there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Well, guess who we've got on Life's a Beach today? We've got a platinum-selling recording artist and master of musical theatre flying with us. He'll be touring the UK with his long-awaited headline tour, On With The Show, including Nice and the iconic London's Apollo, Manchester's O2 Apollo and Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall and many more. Just go to livenation.co.uk. Give a standing ovation to the double Olivier Award-winning national treasure that is Michael Ball. Michael. Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Michael Ball.
Oh, Alan Carr.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
That's very, very kind of you to let me. And it's cheap.
It's very cheap.
You know, it's a bargain.
Yeah, I wouldn't say cheap and cheerful. It's quite miserable.
Cheap.
It's just So, Lisa, what kind of a traveller are you? Do you like travelling?
I like getting there. Yeah. I think the whole faff of airports and waiting and the people who are on there and so on is a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like getting to places. I like visiting new places. And if you've got the right airline, if you've got the right seat.
Yes.
And you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then it's fine. It's absolutely. It's the faff. I like being on board. Yeah. Don't like the faff.
Yeah, and you've got like a little glass of champagne or like some complimentary nuts. But then I found myself in that middle one where they talk to you about if there's a net crash, you've got to pull that, yank the door open.
Oh, don't give me anything.
I know. Well, the woman looked at my wrists and was like, we're all going to die. She could tell it wasn't going in. She went, you know, in a crash, yank it. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, she was like, we're goners.
I made the point, when I was much, much younger and I was flying to see some friends in LA and was right, these are the days when you could smoke.
Oh, God, you're going
back.
I mean,
I am an old man. And so, you know, all you're doing is praying for the no smoking sign to go off. You still have to keep your seatbelt on, but you can spark up straight away. But flew all the way to LA at the back of the plane. And I said, then I will never do this again. If I can't turn left, I'm not flying. And isn't that grand? I had no money.
Oh, hello.
I literally had no money. But I said, it's not worth it because it ruined the experience. Getting there, I just couldn't get over it.
And But the great thing is, kids, when people used to smoke on a plane, you smoked at the back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because smoke didn't go forward, did it? It just stayed at the back. So if you were a non-smoker, it was great.
Should I tell you a terrible thing I did? I flew Concorde quite a few times. Oh.
Hello.
It was the greatest thing. I was rehearsing Aspects of Love on Broadway, and this is sounding so name-droppy, but I don't care.
Do it. We love name-dropping.
So, first of all, you get on Concorde, and immediately you're looking around going, so if we go down, who's getting top billing?
Yeah.
And who is also on board was? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going, no, we're all right. No, it's going, you know. Yeah. And then on comes a member of the royal family, and you think, oh no.
Oh,
anyway, so I'm flying to back from New York.
Because I was like that on a plane with Jane McDonald. I thought, well, there's me right at the bottom. Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
A fat homosexual also died.
Alleged.
Alleged, yeah. Unproven.
I'm in rehearsals, and I'd won an award back in England. So they put me on Concorde, flew me back, went straight from the airport to the Dorchester, got an award, got back on Concorde, and it was amazing. 3.5 hours you're in New York. Phenomenal. Oh. But the last time I'd flown it, you couldn't smoke on it. And I'm going, oh, no. And I made friends with all the people, and they said, let me show you what you do. So I went down to the galley, which is right at the back, and they said, just open the sink, and it sucks.
Oh.
So have a fag leaning over the sink. With the thing open, and all the, absolutely worked. And this happens, apparently, I wouldn't know.
Of course you wouldn't.
But in lose on the thing, if you open and flush and keep it going, then it sucks it all out.
Oh, allegedly. That's good. So you pretend you're being sick, but actually you're just, that food was disgusting.
But I no longer smoke cigarettes.
So. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It was amazing. Oh. And you'd always see the most extraordinary people.
Yeah, I bet.
You must have
seen Joan Collins. I imagine she flies.
Oh, she was never off. She was a trolley dolly at one point.
She's actually homeless. She just kept flying back and forth.
Oh, no, it was, and you literally would see everybody.
Oh.
I remember the biggest boost to my ego ever was getting on it, and this bloke came on, and he was sat next to me, and he had his earphones in, and he went, my God, I'm listening to you. I went, oh, hello. And his name was Rob Harling, and he wrote Steel Magnolias.
Oh.
And he said, I'm just about to do Soap Dish. Do you remember Soap Dish?
Yes, Soap Dish with Sally Field.
With Sally Field and Whoopi Goldberg and Robert Downey Jr. And he was showing me the script and everything. I'm going, this is the life I was born for. This is why I don't turn right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Stressed about flying. Need that nicotine hit now. Why not go to the box, slip down on your knees, and start puffing on that cigarette down the toilet pan? Inhale those fumes before they go down the U-bend. Cigarettes, vapes, spliffs, bongs, ganja, crack, patches are prohibited on flight and can result in bumming.
Now listen, you were born in Bromsgrove.
I was.
Is that like a road bump? Is that the accent?
Yeah, very much so. But I moved away when I was 3, so it never affected me.
Oh,
and we moved down to Plymouth, which is an even worse accent. You talk like that down there, all right, my love? Beautiful, proper job.
So where did you holiday when you were a kid? Well, I suppose in Plymouth, that is like a holiday
Place.
Well,
you'd go down to Newquay, or you'd go down Cornwall on days out. Tintagel was a favourite.
Oh, yes,
yeah, you know,
yes,
King
yes.
Arthur yeah, and all yeah. of that. But we never really went on family holidays. You know, we'd have weekends, but we never sort of went away. Our holidays, we just loved going to stay with my gran in Wales.
Oh, nice.
In South Wales. We did go on one big family holiday once to Sardinia. And I would have been 8. My mum was very pregnant with my sister. And it was the Forte Village. Now very cool. It had just opened.
Yeah.
The Forte Village in Sardinia. And I remember that they had this, not a pyramid, but like a temple or something you were meant to walk up. It was so hot. My mum out here pregnant.
Oh.
And halfway up, she's like, she's giving it all of that. So at 8 years old, I'm not able to make the top. I'm there mopping my mother's brow as my father and my brother go, Karen, you look after Mum. You'll be fine.
Because I was in Sardinia. Isn't there a hermit who lives on that island? You can see the little house.
We call him Dad. We left him there.
Yes, because I was in the Costa Smeralda, that bit. That was really nice.
I've never been back.
No, there's a hermit. Yes, lovely. Yeah, in the mantle, there's a hermit. That you can just see his little house on the island. He didn't, like, come off.
Could you be a hermit?
Oh, no. Can you imagine me? I think people would like me to be a hermit. But
does Amazon still deliver to hermits?
If there was Deliveroo, I could be a hermit.
Yeah, it could work.
So listen, when you went on these holidays, when you were older, teenager, did you have any holiday romances?
Did I have holiday? Oh, yes, of course one did. We had this one brilliant holiday my first year in drama school. And it was, all right, we're all going to the Greek islands, big group of us. And we got to Brindisi, to the port.
Yeah.
We said, right, we're all going to go off on different boats to different places, meet on this island, gather people up, tell our adventures and then carry on again. It was brilliant. And we ended up with this great crowd of people who we all just toured around the different islands.
That's
it was really cool.
Now, where is your favourite place to go?
Mallorca. 100%.
You didn't even think about that.
Don't have to think about that.
Why Mallorca?
Well, we went there. Kath and I went there. Actually, Kath went first while I was doing a gig overseas. She and my musical director's wife said, we're not just sitting around doing nothing. So we're gonna go to Mallorca. And they went and they stayed and they loved it. Hotel called the Maricel, quite near Palma. So we said, oh, we'll go. So we went and joined them there. And it was fantastic. And then we rented, I don't like hotels. I like villas. I like to get up.
Why don't you like hotels?
Because I want to get up in my pants when I want to, make breakfast when I want
to. I still do that at a hotel.
Yes, and that's why they won't have you back. That's why you're blacklisted.
Well, walking around that all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, no, I like that. But no, I like being in, and I like cooking. I like...
I've seen her, so I thought you were down to earth. I like villas. I don't turn left. I'm always on a Concorde.
Well, look.
Do you ever rough it?
No. Of course I rough it.
You're from Bromsgrove.
I'm just trying to think.
No joke.
I once went to a McDonald's.
I've been to a drive-thru, Greggs. How dare you?
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
I think villas are less zhuzhy than hotels.
Yes. I get it. I get it because, then, you know, you get the... It's nice to have people, but they always seem to knock on the door when you're doing something. And yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like they're waiting for you to be
naked.
And
also, I want to know where I'm going to be sitting by the pool. I don't want to be going down at 6 a.m.
Yeah, you're right.
We went to Cyprus. And we were at, this lovely, the Obama, I think. Was it the Obama?
The Obama?
No, not Obama. The Obama, I can't remember the name
of
the hotel.
Can I check in? Yes, you can.
But there was... and it was it's a lovely, lovely hotel. Really amazing hotel. But we'd get up and all the decent beds were going. And do you know who was the worst one for doing it?
Who?
David Dickinson.
No.
Yes. David Dickinson.
As if he needed to tan even more.
And
I mean, he's like teak.
We'd see him, and I'm going, I'm not having that. And I did that thing. I snuck out before breakfast and put my towels on his bed.
Good.
So I don't like hotels much, you know. And also, you know this, with travelling so much on the road and so on, you can do a PhD in hotels.
Yes, yes.
And they're all much of a muchness.
Yeah,
there are some nicer than others.
Yeah.
But
that is the one thing, isn't it, when you do travel? And I was reading Billy Connolly's biography and he was saying, you know, travel when you're a stand-up comedian or any performer, travelling just becomes, you know, you get on that plane and it feels like you're off to work, whereas he said he just, like, prefers staying at home.
And everyone thinks that you get to see all the most exotic places. You don't. You see the inside of hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see lobbies. And the hotel bar, you don't, and the venue.
Yeah, I did a Canadian tour. He said, you're going to see three things on this tour. I was like, woohoo!
He's in the foyer, your bedroom and the venue.
That's it.
I only saw one Rocky. You know, it's called the Rockies.
Yeah.
I saw one Rocky because there was a man.
Was that the one with Dolph Lundgren?
Yes. Oh. What's the worst place you've been? And we're not naming and shaming. This is a very positive.
I blame them. I'm sorry.
No. Has there been anywhere you've gone, okay, maybe, you know, the Eiffel Tower was a bit disappointing or, you know?
I'm just trying to... I've had a disastrous holiday where... Oh, never forgive him. So I'd persuaded... Kath and I were kind of early into our relationship, and I'd said to her, we should go away for New Year. Take Emma, her daughter, and her boyfriend Dean. We're going to go away for New Year. And she's very good mates with Timothy Dalton. She phones She phones Timothy Dalton and says, we're going to go to the Caribbean. Where should we go? And he'd just been filming Living Daylights, or the other one.
Yeah.
He'd been filming a Bond film. And he said, I stayed afterwards at the Emerald, the Nelson or the Emerald, I can't remember the name of the blooming place, this lovely hotel in Antigua. Go there. And I thought, well, if blooming Bond is saying.
Yeah.
So it was quite cheap as well. Mm. I thought, this would be terrific.
Oh, God, here we
go. We arrive and Tim is like this action man who likes deep sea fishing. So we walk in to piles of fish guts. I'm not kidding you. People sluicing themselves down.
Oh.
The worst rooms you've ever... I mean, just a cot in a room. Yeah. And can we get a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Well, there's a kettle over there. Oh, I mean, it was as rough as old boots. And and Kath, who likes the nice things in life, she went, no. No, bear in mind, this is the 29th of December.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't going to find anywhere else.
So I said, listen, you guys, I'm knackered. I just finished a tour. I'm knackered. I'm going to lie down. Come back when you've saved our lives.
Yeah.
So the three of them went off touring round, came back with a load of KFC, because we couldn't get anything to eat. You had to go and catch your own food before you... None of us are particularly, you know, deep-sea fishermen sports
funny
types.
That.
She came back with a load of KFC, said, we found a hotel who have got a room, and we can go and stay there. It's called the Colonia. So we drove up in this dodgy old taxi to this hotel, just thrilled that it was an actual hotel and it had a bedroom and got in. So we sat in the foyer of this hotel waiting for them to do all the at night, waiting for them to do. And all of us are going, a bit itchy.
Oh, no.
Attacked by a load of mosquitoes. I mean, but properly.
Yeah.
A&E.
A&E.
Shit. Yeah, Emma had a really bad reaction. Ooh. Her whole back, she was wearing back missing.
Yeah.
Completely... It's just as... And then finally, we got there, got her all calamined up, given all the antihistamines, got home, woken at 7:30 by a steel band outside our window. And it was like, never, ever again. But I think it was it's a knockout thing.
Oh, my God. So I was worried then you were going to end with, and then David Dickinson turned up.
Not even he would have stayed. So that was it. So we learnt our lesson. Yeah.
But listen, I've been to Antigua, absolutely gorgeous, but those mosquitoes are a different breed. They are proper. They're like waiting in the toilet with a cosh. You know what I mean? They're waiting for you to come out. Like, Jimmy, get him! Mugged. I was mugged.
Are you one of those that they really go for?
Yeah. They look at my ankles and think Big Mac meal.
Yeah, mine too. It's just not fair.
And speaking of touring, you're going on tour.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah. And I've seen the places. You're playing some gorgeous venues. Nottingham, London, the Apollo.
Yeah. Isn't that a lovely place?
Oh, I love that flat. I
really do as
there.
Well. I did. I have a record at the Apollo. I was the last person to play it as the Hammersmith Odeon.
Yeah.
And the first person to play it as the Apollo.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was on a Sunday and a Monday night.
Were you joking?
Seriously? Seriously. So I've got final night at the Apollo, final night at the Odeon, first night at the Apollo.
it's a really special room because you, when you think the people, Beatles, Bowie, you know, everyone's played.
But it's like all those, it's like the Palladium. It's like the Albert Hall. Yeah. And also, it's, I just have to walk over the bridge and I'm home.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's beautiful. Yes, yeah. You know? So when you play in there, that's it. Is it March?
Yeah, March 17th.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
so it'll be Saturday night.
Are you adventurous when you go away on holiday? Will you have like the crickets and the testicles and the, you know, and the fresh meat? What's it called?
Yeah.
Sweetbreads.
And I like eating weird things as well.
God, I walked into that.
No, I do. We had a lovely holiday in Mexico. And
they walk around with the crickets there, and it's a delicacy.
And I mean, I'll try anything.
Yeah.
You never, the worst one I did, though, was in Shanghai when they had bullfrog.
Oh.
Bullfrog noodles. And I thought, well, it's a local delicacy, so we need to try this.
Of course you do.
It was minging. It tasted exactly like you'd expect. It was gritty, and it was, and I was sick. But at least I can say I've tried it.
Yeah, yeah. Because normally people go, oh, it tastes like chicken.
Chicken. But you know. Yeah, if the chicken grew up in Chernobyl.
I was going to say then, because one of the questions they have, you ever holidayed with anyone famous? But clearly you have David Dickinson and Timothy Dalton. But
no, he wasn't with us. We'd have murdered him if he'd been with us.
What's Alfie Beau like?
On holiday?
Yeah.
We've never holidayed. Well, we have. I mean, we travelled around Japan together and Australia together.
What's he like? Do you get on with him?
Oh, God, yeah.
You have to,
and
don't you?
And he's very different from me, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to be up in the gym first thing in the morning. I'm not.
What?
I know it comes as a... But this lithe and young and youthful figure...
Yeah.
It's just genetics. Oh. It's just genetics, Alan. I'm blessed.
Yeah, you are. Honestly, it's a real gift. Have you been with anyone else?
Well, we had a really cool one. We went to St. Bart's.
Oh, nice.
Which is the most expensive place on God's green earth. I won't ever go back. It was ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence the people that go there. Mm. But we come out in the morning out of our room and there's Hugh Jackman in the room next door with his lovely wife and his son. And, I mean, that's
amazing.
Well, that's
amazing.
And I know Hugh.
Yeah.
So we avoided each other for the entire holiday. You know, so you kind of think, oh, well, if they're here, it must be a good choice of place.
That's amazing.
And you do see people, depending on where you are. Oh, one of the best ones was bumping into Joan Rivers.
I would have loved to bump into her.
At this brilliant hotel called the Grey Cliffs, I think it was, in Nassau. And... this hotel is one of the oldest hotels, and it's underneath in the basement is the cigar factory with all the people rolling them on their thighs still and all of that going on. Noel Coward and Duke and Duchess of Windsor had all gone in the swimming pool, and it had the most extensive water menu in the world.
That's posh. A water menu.
A water. I mean, every water.
I like a chocolate on my pillow. That blows me away. I'm like, oh, very nice.
But then the trouble is you sometimes go to sleep with it on the pillow and you wake up.
Oh,
and
Alan,
people think you've had a night.
Yeah, where's my tenor man? I wish I'd put my tenor man on last night.
That has happened. But yeah, so this extensive water menu.
Yeah.
Which they know that, you know, if you want from a particular iceberg in...
Why don't you do a hotel show like that, Richard E. Grant?
Oh.
I mean, you go to the best places. It's amazing.
Oh, well, I like to go to nice... I don't go off... I mean, you know, very rarely we will do the hotel thing.
Well, you work bloody hard singing and all
hard.
That.
The poshest I think we've been to was Splendido. Do I mean the Splendides? I'm terrible with names.
Of these hotels, you're saying them with confidence. People are going to be Googling these going, what? Hotel Obama?
On the Amalfi Coast. Anyway, we had the Gypsy Kings were jamming.
Yeah.
Because they were about to do a gig. Rod Stewart was there.
This is amazing.
John Cleese was there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's very rare, this kind of sort of thing.
Yeah, where are you holidaying? I don't see anyone. I think people avoid me. I think they hear the voice and then they hide in. No one was at the resort. It was like a ghost town.
It was empty.
Like, oh, God. There's Alan walking around in his pants at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Listen, you got two Oliviers, one for Hairspray and one for Sweeney Todd. Yeah. I went to New York and we watched Sweeney Todd on Broadway and I was like, oh, it's not my favourite musical, but you've got to go and see a musical. I absolutely loved it. Did you love it?
It was the biggest challenge of my life. I loved every second. Mm. I've never worked harder.
Yeah.
I had this idea. I just finished doing Hairspray in the West End, and that had gone really well. And I thought, what is the absolute opposite of Edna Turnblad, overweight, agoraphobic mother of one from Baltimore?
Yeah.
And Kath had seen a smaller production of Sweeney when I was doing Woman in White on Broadway with Patti LuPone and Michael Cerveris, and she said, you need to do Sweeney. Mm. And I thought, no, it's like the King Lear of musicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, cut to this, and I went, bugger it, I'm going to try.
Mm.
Now, I knew no one would cast me for Sweeney. You know, if there was a big production happening, Michael Ball, you know, the nice dimpled boy from Bromsgrove, who's just been a mother of one, is not the natural choice for a serial killer, but I really felt I could. Yeah. And so I had this idea. Imelda Staunton came on my radio show. Mm. And we got on really well. And while a record was playing, I said, so if I can get a production together of Sweeney, would you do Mrs. Lovett?
Oh.
And she went, in a heartbeat.
Oh.
So I took the idea down to Chichester Festival Theatre, which is just a brilliant place. And they went, yeah, they got the rights. Steve Sondheim got involved. Jonathan Kent directed. And it was a glorious, perfect experience.
Wow.
And what a show.
Oh, I know. Wait, wash your ass, wash your hurry. Would you like a pie, sir? I could do that part.
I'm just saying, we're redoing it, Alan.
Listen, I look good in drag. Mm-hmm. No. If you like looking like Rose West. But
not even Rose West deserves that.
Please don't mention my name, Alan, in your podcast. Love, Rose. No, but I was blown away by that musical.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah, because I think it's not really a musical, is it, almost? Was you drained doing it?
Oh, my God.
Because it's so dark and, you know, the songs everywhere. Oh, but funny. The storyline, funny, dark gallows humour.
It's a grand guignol, I think they call it.
Oh,
something
no.
like that.
Yeah.
That's what how
it's. You're right, it's because of the Heinrich manoeuvre on it.
I've got a furball. So it's which is this French bloodthirsty theatre.
Yeah.
And that's what
Punch and Judy's
kind of thing.
Grand guignol.
And that's what Steve wanted to write.
Mm.
And he can't help but be, I mean, he's the greatest lyricist ever.
Yeah.
He was so brave with melodies and harmonies. It's the most difficult thing to learn.
Have you read Barbara Streisand's book?
I have. I interviewed her.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I want your life. I want your life.
No, I interviewed her.
Tell me she was amazing.
She was phenomenal. She was Barbara Streisand. I'm the only person. No, I was a bit with Spielberg, but I was really... Mm. I wanted this to be perfect. I worship her.
Mm.
You know, from a kid, that was my icon.
Yeah.
The greatest voice, able to act through her song, and a remarkable person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to get it right.
Yeah.
And she was just lovely.
Because I got the audio
book.
Oh, I know. With 48 hours. And then sometime, I mean, it was, if you go, it is absolutely fascinating, but she's like... And then sometimes it's like she's left her voice notes on the phone in her handbag because she's like, and then I go and get this pastrami sandwich. I love pastrami. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So it's all like this. I love it. But anecdotes like I've never known. You know, Judy Garland. Then she goes, she'd ring up Stephen Sondheim when she's, Stevie, can you change the lyrics? Can you imagine saying to Stephen Sondheim, can you just change them a little bit? So, but really, if you love, but I just fascinating. If you like entertainment, get that book.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's totally brilliant. Great. So she was totally lovely, just as you expect.
Well, we were meant to. It was one of those things, you know. It was down the line, so I wasn't face to face. I would have probably weed if it had been face to face. And they said strictly, it was the only interview that she was doing in this country. And but they had a load of them backed up, you know, that, they, that you've got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I went, what can I do in 10 minutes?
And then you want to say something original, but you don't want to say what everyone else is doing.
And I thought, sod it. 50 minutes we did. And her people are going mental, my people. And I'm talking to Barbara about cooking hoisin duck.
Yeah.
And they're going, I'm going, no, yeah. I'm never going to talk to Barbara Streisand again. Yeah. I'm going to do this. Nice.
I can imagine going, she's going, so who's David Dickinson? He took your sun lounger? He sounds like an asshole.
Kill him. What a mashugana.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, we're about to start our descent, and we've only got time for quick fire round
now. Oh, is there a quick fire?
Okay. Teabag or tequila?
Teabag.
Teabag, okay. Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to prison? Wow. Wow.
I would love to go on holiday with you.
Oh, yes.
No, I seriously would.
I'm good friends with David Dickinson. Hey, get you. Lads, lads, lads.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Let's go up the loof. Let's get tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Have you got any?
No.
No, me neither.
No, I did want do not resuscitate on my chest.
I think that's taken as red.
Oh. Oh. You bitch.
I know, I'm right. Sorry. I'm on a roll.
No, I know. No. Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal, will you do culture things?
If I have to, you know. If I have, yes.
No, you don't have to.
No, if I'm where there's a bit of culture, I'll go and have a look.
Glad to hear it, love. Yeah. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you quite good at tipping?
I like doing both. You bring out the worst. You're terrible.
You deliver the worst.
Oh,
these are innocent questions. You twist them.
Oh.
Do you tip or you think, ha-ha, I'm never going to see you again?
Absolutely
okay.
Tip.
One, oh, that's good. That's
of
good.
Course.
And that's lovely.
Not very much, obviously.
And if you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel, that would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying, Alan Air.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for flying, Alan Air. Thank you, Michael. That was amazing. And don't forget, you can see Michael touring all over the UK. Just head to livenation.co.uk. Remember, guys, life's a beach. Yeah.